This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Appreciate you being here. A lot to get to this hour. So the president and Booker, I think Matt Rooney, our buddy from Save Jersey, and also the Matt Rooney Show right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, I think he put it best when he said, you know what this means, right? 100% chance that Spartacus still wants to run for president. Well said. Anyway, so the president today came out and spoke, much to the chagrin of the left. Despite all of the rumors, he's not dead. Despite the left coming up with their crazy conspiracy theories, spending the entire weekend. Yeah, she does look like Rosario Dawson, and it is creepy since she broke up with him. And this girl looks like exactly like Rosario Dawson, and it is freaky because it means Cory Booker either has one type or he's a total psychopath who went for a girl who looks exactly like his ex-girlfriend because he's just that friggin' crazy. So I don't know. I'd watch it, lady. There's going to be a bunny on the stove. But then again, if you're going to use somebody to be your beard, I mean, your, yeah, beard, you might as well make it look like your favorite actress. You know what I mean? What the heck? And I would not get a bunny. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Just don't do it. So, president is alive and well. Peter Ducey, though, addressing that with the president early today at the White House as he asked him about the rumors. So in case you know what I'm talking about, actually, let's begin with Tim Walz, the Minnesota doofus, and then I can kind of bring you up to speed if you are not an insane person and didn't spend your time going down the rabbit hole of social media like I did, trying to figure out what the hell the left was talking about. So here's Tim Walz telling supporters to remain hopeful that maybe someday Trump will be dead. Cut number one.
You get up in the morning and you doom scroll through things. And although I will say this, the last few days you woke up thinking there might be news. Just saying. There will be news sometime. Just so you know, there will be news.
All right. So basically several different accounts on Twitter were pushing these ideas with all kinds of pictures and photographic evidence and maps of Walter Reed being blocked off. And this went on for days, and where's Trump, and we haven't seen him, and blah, blah, blah. Now, he gave an interview on Friday to the Daily Caller, but I guess that way, and they put pictures out of the interview, but I guess that wasn't enough for the crazy people. So, Peter Ducey asked him about that today, cut 29.
Something completely different, but about a big viral social media trend over the weekend. How did you find out over the weekend that you were dead? You see that?
No.
People didn't see you for a couple days. 1.3 million user engagements as of Saturday morning about your demise.
Really? I didn't see that. You know, I have heard, it's sort of crazy, but last week I did numerous news conferences, all successful. They went very well, like this is going very well. And then I didn't do any for 2 days, and they said, there must be something wrong with him. Biden wouldn't do him for months. You wouldn't see him. And nobody ever said there was ever anything wrong with him, and we know he wasn't in the greatest of shape. No, I heard that. I get reports. Now, you knew I did an interview that lasted for about an hour and a half with somebody, and everybody saw that was on one of your...
Now, this came as the president announced today that they're moving the Space Force headquarters from Colorado to Alabama, and also mentioned that the Golden Dome is coming to America, and Canada wants in. Well, I don't blame them. Why not? If you can shoot a missile out of the sky in space, why wouldn't you want in? Protect the whole damn continent, right? Why not? Cut 30.
In my first term, we created and I created a thing called Space Force. So important. You know, we were losing the race in space very badly to China and to Russia. And now we're far and away number one in space, and reestablish space comm with a mission to protect American space assets and detect any threat to our homeland. We initially selected Huntsville for the space comm headquarters, yet those plans were wrongfully obstructed by the Biden administration. And as you know, they moved them to a different locale. And today we're moving forward with what we want to do and the place that we want to have this. And this will be there for hopefully hundreds of years. That's where it's going to be. I will say I want to thank Colorado. The problem I have with Colorado, one of the big problems, they do mail-in voting. They went to all mail-in voting. So they have automatically crooked elections. And we can't have that. When a state is for mail-in voting, that means they want dishonest elections, because that's what that means. So that played a big factor also. In Huntsville, Space Comm will play a key role in building the Golden Dome, as you know. That's going to be a big thing. Everybody wants to be a participant in it. Missile Defense Shield, we're going to be having a Golden Dome that the likes of which nobody's ever seen before. The finest, the best. And by the way, Canada called. They want to be a part of it, and that'll be great. But Canada wants very much to be included in that, and then we're going to work something out with them, I hope.
Now, president also said he's sending in the National Guard to Illinois. He didn't, I mean, actually say that, but he said we're coming. The big news of the day, and that's brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental, two locations to serve you. It's time for you to get your free dental implant consultation. Dr. Mike is the expert that the experts send their patients to, VeneriaDental.com. The mayor of D.C. today announcing, this is a big deal, that she is going to extend the Fed's presence in D.C. and to instruct federal law enforcement to work with the Feds. That means then she's choosing to partner with federal law enforcement. Makes a lot of sense. Now, Tubby Pritzker in Illinois, on the other hand, is trying to scare everybody. Instead of working with the president, instead of taking the help, he held a news conference today to try to scare the bejesus out of everybody. A little bit from that today, cut 34.
As I have done since becoming governor, I've been reflecting on my responsibilities to the people of Illinois.
And going to
one of those
table.
Duties is to share with the public exactly what we know. In the coming days, we expect to see what has played out in Los Angeles and Washington, D.C., to happen here in Chicago. First, Donald Trump is positioning armed federal agents and staging military vehicles on federal property, such as the Great Lakes Naval Base. It is likely those agents will be with ICE, Customs and Border Patrol, the Department of Homeland Security, and other similarly situated federal agencies. Many of these individuals are being relocated from Los Angeles for deployment in Chicago. We believe that staging that has already begun started yesterday and continues into today. Second, unidentifiable agents in unmarked vehicles with masks are planning to raid Latino communities and say they're targeting violent criminals.
So you have D.C.'s mayor saying we'll work with the administration. The results have been great. Murders are down. There have been no murders. Shootings are down. Violence is down. Crime is down. We've now freed up law enforcement to do their job. And the mayor, the governor of Illinois, is just using this opportunity to scare everybody. So that's the difference right there. All right. We got to get into a lot of other things today, and we shall do so as we continue the show in our fourth and final hour. But I do have to tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, because my great friends at Emmons are going to do wonderful things for your home. This is the time for you to think about your roof. You know, now that we're getting into fall and we're going to soon be winter. I mean, I don't want to say the W word, winter, but it is coming. And you got to think about your roof. Well, Emmons is the Owens Corning Platinum contractor that I recommend because I've used them. They replaced my roof in my old house. They did an outstanding job. And whether it is window replacement, whether it is doors, whether it's CertainTeed siding, you can trust the team at Emmons. Now, Emmons is platinum certified, as I mentioned, which means you're going to have a lifetime warranty on that roof. And that is transferable to the next owner in case you sell your home. It really does increase your home's value because protection and peace of mind are paramount. And your home will not only look outstanding and beautiful from the curb, but your home will be able to withstand the elements. You get a free estimate from Emmons. They'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't. But if you do, like I said, you'll get that Owens Corning shingle, which is the best of the best in the business. So reach out to them today. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. How is that roof doing at the Jersey Shore? Remember, those winters at the Jersey Shore can be absolutely brutal. Have Emmons give you a free roof inspection. They are top-notch. I've used them now 12 years in two different homes. And our old home sold for top dollar because they also remodeled the kitchen and the bathroom in our old home. That's right. Emmons has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. They'll give you a free estimate. Their design team will work with you and come up with some great ideas for you. So just reach out to them today by going to emmonsroofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The future of late night shows, not looking good. The future of woke Howard Stern's show, not looking good. Welcome back to the show. Looking good. This show's looking good. Thanks to you. Thanks to the Zeoli Army. This show's looking good. But the real question is the current state of media and cable television and all of it, and just the rapidly changing nature of everything that's happening right now with online. I mean, it's amazing how quickly everything's happening. It's like it is a revolution. It truly is. Whatever the new formats are going to be, and this is the key here in all of this, but there's a few lessons I think that are important to understand. Like, first of all, for example, Howard Stern's audience, according to this New York Post story that I saw today, Howard Stern's audience, at one point, 20 million people, 20 million, down to about now 120,000, okay? But yet he still has 95 employees, and he makes $500 million a year. Now, this show has a bigger audience than Howard Stern. We have a bigger audience than Howard Stern does now on Sirius XM. It's hard to quantify anyone's real audience size. It really is. It's tough, and I don't really believe any of the metrics that are used. It's why you never hear me bragging about things like ratings or anything like that. But I know from looking at our podcast download numbers, for example, and the limited data that we have that can't be fudged, that we have more than 125,000 daily listeners. But he went from 20 million at the height of his popularity to 125,000 listeners now. There are two people that work on the show, Matt and Justin. Howard Stern has 95 people that work on his show. And he gets paid $500 million a year. I don't get paid $500 million a year. And he's woke. But what happened, though? What's the real thing that caused him to go down this road? It's because he said to his audience, I don't hate Donald Trump. I hate you for supporting. He turned on his audience. For Colbert, he'll be fine. He'll wind up going and doing something on whatever the other platform is going to be, and he'll be fine. He'll have a show. Stern, though, is probably going to end up hanging it up. You know what I mean? He was supposed to come back to work today. He didn't. He's not happy with his contract. He was supposed to come back to work. He didn't come back to work, and he's probably not going to. I mean, at least who knows? But he's got a massive ego. He's an incredibly insecure guy, and he watched as he went from being the king of all media and going out now in such an, I think, embarrassing way. I really do, an embarrassing way. Conan O'Brien, who at one point had a late night show, was very, very funny. He said that he believes that late night shows are going to be eventually all gone completely as we know it. Late night television, which has been around since 1950, is going to disappear. That's true. It will. No doubt about it. But I think that for the most part, that's true with almost everything. And the big reason for that is because we're all getting, and I don't mean this disparagingly, but we're all getting spoiled in being able to listen to things and watch things on our own time and our own schedule. That's the reality of the situation. There was a time where you had to watch something when it was on. I mean, think about this. If you're of a certain age, you remember VCRs and blinking lights, but recording something on a VCR was kind of a pain in the neck. If you wanted to record a show, it was not particularly easy to do. So if you missed it and you didn't set your VCR, you were kind of stuck. You had to wait for reruns, and that could be months. And you didn't see it, and then everybody was talking about it. You missed out. Then along came TiVo. Before the DVR, there was TiVo. That was the first thing. And you could record live TV. And you could record shows. Then DVRs came around. Yeah, I mean, TiVo and early DVRs, it was a subscription service you had to pay. You had to pay a monthly fee to be able to record live TV so that you could watch stuff if you weren't home to watch it when it was on. DVRs happened, and then it was about space. And you could pay extra for more storage space depending on how many shows you wanted to watch. And there was a time when the cable company was giving, as a gimmick, you know, 99 hours of TV show. You can record up to 99 hours, 99 shows. I watched as, and you probably remember this, DirecTV and Dish TV were doing those specials too, where they would offer you, like, record 75 different shows at once. And then they got into unlimited cloud storage. You know, and it was ridiculous. But eventually, there became online streaming shows, online streaming platforms, YouTube TV, Hulu, and then there were, oddly enough, and this is happening, I'm not even talking about Netflix and things like that. I'm saying where they offered, where you could didn't even have to have a cord coming into your house in any way, shape, or form. And we all just started getting, I think, used to listening to things on our own terms. If you got into the car and you wanted to listen to your favorite radio show, well, you can listen and hit the Odyssey rewind. You can go back and listen to the start of the show if you like, but you can also listen on podcast. You can listen when you want. If you don't like a certain subject that I'm talking about, like this one, you don't have to listen to it. So I think that's just going to be in general, as time goes on, that's the nature of life, because there's a whole generation out there that doesn't even know what time scheduled listening is or watching is all about. The early days of the early days of my career, at least, we were told that it was appointment listening. You had to make sure your audience was there at a designated time, and it was appointment based listening, and it was about that. And that was true. And there was a time when you had to have everybody in their seats at 9 p.m. to watch a certain show, and you had to have everybody in their seats by 11:30 p.m. to watch late night, and you had to have everybody in the car by 3:05 to listen to the opening monologue. That's kind of changing, and there's a whole generation of people out there that has no idea what time-based or whatever schedule-based listening is all about, because they're going to listen when they want to listen, when their schedule allows for it. That's the truth. That's the reality of things. But then there's also people that don't respect their audience, and then there's nothing you can do about that. There's no hope for that. You can't save that. If you've been faking it the whole time, and then because the truth always comes out in life, I really do believe that. Howard Stern's a great example of that, and there are others too, obviously. Well, then that's it. You burn your audience. You break that connection. That's gone forever. That doesn't come back. There's no marriage counseling for that. Howard Stern and his audience, woke Howard Stern and his audience can't go to therapy together and sit there and figure out and work on their feelings, and he can't apologize for betraying them. And the truth is that it was never a real bond to begin with because he was always a freaking phony. You know what I mean? And for Colbert, he just alienated so many people. The show wasn't making money, but There were other reasons to have a show like that on your network, because you could bring on the stars to promote other shows on the network and other movies. So it made sense, because you could have actors on who were doing movies that were owned by Paramount, and then it's not free publicity, but it's freer publicity because you're already paying for the show. So if you have on an actor who's going to be in a big Paramount movie or a Paramount TV show, it's no added expense to have them come on the show. You're not paying for the actor and you're already paying for the TV show. So there you go. In that sense, it really is kind of free publicity if you think about it. So there's a benefit to having a show like that if it's not costing you tens of millions of dollars, because then that money that you'd have to spend promoting whatever movie instead of having the actor on to come and promote that movie. But if there's no audience there, what's the point of having the actor come on? You know what I mean? If you're just speaking to the same small audience every night, you have a Hollywood actor come on and that actor is not promoting a movie because there's no one there to – a great example would be so-called middle America, you know? The people in middle America, they're not watching Stephen Colbert because his show appeals to the coastal elites of the Democrat Party. Well, if you're trying to reach middle America because you're making a movie that's not a woke elitist movie about a fish having sex with a man or any of the other Hollywood movies that are going to get nominated for an Academy Award. You know, like Top Gun Maverick, for example. The woke elites aren't interested in that. Real people are interested in that. Yes, I said real people. People that don't have MBAs and then get government money to pay back their MBAs, even though they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Well, guess what? You're not going to reach that audience by having Tom Cruise sit down with Stephen Colbert. You're just not. That's the bottom line. And I'll just say this. I truly believe that in the end, what it comes down to is authenticity. And that's why Trump is so successful, because love him, hate him, he is who he is. He's one of the most authentic guys out there. And that's why, you know, as I watch Gavin Newsom try to do his Trump impression every single freaking day, it's just exhausting and nauseating knowing that there are these woke kids in their 20s making bad Donald Trump social media commentary. And it's just a bad look. It's a bad impression, all of it. And it's every day. It's not just once in a while. It's every day that Gavin Newsom's team is out there tweeting something stupid to try to sound like Trump. And I don't know, maybe it was funny for a little while to some people. I just think it's gotten really old. In my opinion, I think it's gotten so old at this point. It just looks pathetic. It looks – because I can see like one or two poking fun, but daily, every day, trying to be Trump. Bad Trump impression every single day. They're all trying to do their best Trump impression, and none of them are particularly good at it. None of them are succeeding at doing a good job of it. And for Newsom, it's falling flat, this Trump mantle that he's trying to do here. On Monday, the White House blasted Newsom for offering commercial driver's licenses to illegal aliens. And that's really what I think Newsom is trying to distract everybody from, which is his failed agenda, his failed policies. There are 5.8 million Republicans in California, 25% of registered voters. The Republican Party holds only 9 of the state's 52 congressional seats. And now he's trying to illegally redistrict California. Obscenely unfair to the people of California. Obscenely unfair to the people who voted for a referendum to take politics out of it. But that's who Gavin Newsom is. He's all about Gavin Newsom. And he puts out these memes that make him look even more pretentious than he actually is, if that's even possible. And I said in Fela's show the other night, I said, you know, with his slick hair, and what is the carbon footprint of his hair with all that oil in it? He looks like artificial intelligence. He looks like if artificial intelligence was a person, it would be Gavin Newsom. You know what I mean? If AI did come to life, it would be him. It's ironic, too, because the guy blasting him right now is Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he played the Terminator. But Newsom looks like AI came to life. Just looks so inauthentic. And I think that's going to – part of the reason why I don't think he's going to get the Democrat nomination is because he's completely inauthentic. Well, I shouldn't say that. Well, I mean, he is completely inauthentic. But he may get the nomination because the Democrat Party, unlike the Republican Party, does not allow the people in the party to actually choose their nominee. So let me quantify it by saying that. I am not a fan of AOC. I am not a fan of Bernie Sanders. They are authentic, though. They are who they are. I mean, AOC, to a degree, is a phony because she pretends to be Sandy from the Bronx when she's Sandy from Westchester County. Yorktown is not the hood, but she is an authentic socialist kook who is running around preaching authentic socialist kook ideas and policies. Bernie Sanders is an authentic socialist kook running around preaching authentic socialist kook policies. Authentic is not necessarily a compliment. Like, you can be an authentic scumbag. Gavin Newsom is an inauthentic scumbag. Somebody could be an authentic murderer. Somebody could be an authentic axe murderer. Truly believes in what they're doing. Authentic to the core and believing that people should be chopped up and eaten. An authentic cannibal. So don't mistake that as being a compliment. But Gavin Newsom is so inauthentic. You can see the guy coming a mile away in terms of his inauthenticity and how he flip-flops and changes and tries to mold himself into something else. A shapeshifter. He's a political shapeshifter. But the Democrat Party controls the process, and the Democrat Party, you know, they may just give it to him because they think he's the best chance they have in 28. Although that's a long time away, but not that long because we're almost to 26. But first, we have the New Jersey governor's race. And on that note, Jack Cittarelli released his first TV ad. I'll play it for you if you missed it earlier today in the show. As we continue here in our fourth and final hour, don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
They always say the actual election season in New Jersey begins the day after Labor Day, so here we go. Welcome back. Glad you're here in our fourth and final hour before we hand it over to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, who I got to see today in New York as we did our weekly hit on America's Newsroom. Not necessarily weekly together. They don't always pair us up together, but we're both on there every week these days, which is nice. And I had to talk about Bill Belichick. And I had to talk about what happened to tennis. I guess I didn't get the memo. I don't know anything about sports. But anyway, it was fun to go up there. There was a ton of traffic getting out of the city today, though. I can tell you that. New York City, anyway. So in all the years that I was in Jersey politics, it was always the day after Labor Day is when the official campaign season began. People come back from vacation. Nobody really wants to be bothered when they're at the Jersey Shore. And politicians have learned that lesson. That's why campaigning at the shore, it can be tricky during the summer. Jack has spent most of his time at diners, so it's very fitting that his first campaign ad opens up with him in a diner. Bunch of people in a diner, and Jack speaks to the camera, and this is what he says.
Know it. New Jersey's a mess. And all Mike Sherrill wants to talk about is President Trump. Come on. What does the president have to do with rising property taxes and higher electricity bills? New Jersey's a mess because out-of-touch politicians like Bill Murphy and Mike Sherrill care more about pronouns in sanctuary cities than they do solving our problems. That changes when I'm governor. I'll lower electricity bills, cut and cap property taxes, and keep our community safe. Folks, it's time to fix New Jersey. When I'm governor, we will.
Now, another thing to note about this. So it's interesting because he talks about Trump and Mikey Sherrill's trying to make this race about Trump, and Jack is trying to make it about the issue. He's trying to make it about the issues of New Jersey. It should not be about Donald Trump. It's not. That's not the issue. Trump's not the issue here. And that's all Mikey Sherrill has is to talk about Donald Trump. But there's an interesting thing that his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable Murphy. He was at a pro-wind thing, full of hot air, these idiots. He joined New York Governor Kathy Hochul, Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, Rhode Island Governor Dan McKee, in issuing a statement demanding the Trump administration uphold all offshore wind permits already granted and allow these projects to be constructed. Wind power. These electricity rates that you're paying right now, they're due to the fact that his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, is trying to move New Jersey toward a 100% renewable energy away from electricity that is generated by oil, natural gas, coal, the reliable energy that actually works. So they throw billions of dollars at unreliable windmills that don't they kill whales and dolphins. They're ugly as hell. There's no way to get rid of them when they reach their end of life. And Murphy is doubling down on this. The governor said workers, businesses, and communities need certainty, not reversals that would cost tens of thousands of American jobs and critical investment. Sudden reversals would also impact countless other workers and taxpayers on scores of non-energy public projects. But the governor is a joke because there are all these hidden fees that you pay because of the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities that's in your energy bill. And listen, lots of states do this. It's not just Jersey. A lot of blue states do this. You're forced to subsidize these projects in many ways. And the president said, with the exception of ridiculous corrupt politicians approving windmills, which are killing every state and country that uses them, energy prices are falling big time. So, I mean, it's a clear choice. You know, if Mikey Sherrill wins, we will have windmills. Because Mikey Sherrill will think that she can become president, and so she's going to double down on the same policies. The same policies that you have to double down on if you want to become the Democrat nominee for president. And I guarantee you she'll run in 2028. Why not? Why not? If she wins now, why not run? Hey, if there's one lesson you can take away from being governor of New Jersey, it's that your second term dooms you. And that if you're popular in your first term, run for president. Because every governor who was ever popular in their first term, the reason why governors of New Jersey who wind up becoming, if they beat expectations, like in other words, when Chris Christie beat expectations and got elected and he was super popular and Nancy Reagan wanted him to run and everybody said run against Barack Obama in 2012 and he didn't. Had he run, I don't know if he would have won, but I know a couple things. I know that he would not have been on the beach with Obama during Superstorm Sandy because he would have been running against him. I know that Bridgegate never would have happened. I know that. It's the same thing here. Christy Whitman at one point was the darling of the Republican Party, and everybody was saying she should run for president against Bill Clinton in 1996. But she thought, I'll wait. And then her second term killed her, and she wound up becoming the EPA administrator, and she's a fraud and a phony anyway. But I'm just saying the second term is where governors go to die historically. So I think Mikey Sherrill will probably run. So she's going to double down on all these lefty kook wacko policies because that's what you have to do if you want to get the Democrat nomination when you're going to New Hampshire and you're going to South Carolina. And that's going to mean more money out of your pocket, but they don't care about you. Murphy had his eyes on the White House. It's just that he's so unpopular now, he doesn't really have a chance anymore. He may still run, but he'll be running as a former governor, a very unpopular former governor. So he has zero chance. But since they don't care about you, they only care about their political future, they don't care about whatever devastation they leave in their wake. They only care about the policies that will help them secure the nomination. And to do that, you've got to govern as a far left Democrat. You can't govern as a centrist. You can't govern as a moderate. That lane's already fully occupied. So be very mindful of that. And I would just say for Republicans, you better get out there and vote, because one of the many lessons you can take away from the 2021 election is that hundreds of thousands of Republicans stayed home because they believed the polls and thought Jack didn't have a chance. Well, the polls are showing Mikey Sherrill has a 9-point lead. I think it's probably a lot closer than that. But the polls are going to show she has a lead because the polls are skewed towards interviewing more Democrats than Republicans, and they justify it by saying New Jersey has more Democrats than Republicans. That's how they justify that. But you got to read through the whole poll until you get to that point of a justification. Most people don't do that. Most people simply look at the headline and go, oh, a 9-point lead. They don't realize that more Democrats were polled than Republicans or independents. And they don't know the reason why the polling company did that. And first of all, it's not even a good excuse anyway, in my opinion. They're purposely skewed. It's just a justification to justify why they skew it. Now, Jack is making bringing energy online to lower your electricity rates the forefront of his campaign. Mikey Sherrill is saying she's going to freeze energy rates on day one. Can't do that. Can't freeze energy rates. It's illegal. Even his royal rugness Murphy had to acknowledge that it's illegal on the other day when he was doing some interview somewhere. And my buddy Eric Ford, who was with the New Jersey Energy Policy Coalition, was quoted in Politico Pro today saying that Mikey Sherrill rate freeze proposal could face legal hurdles, and said it's not really a question of do you freeze rates. The question is how quickly can we bring megawatts onto the grid, said Eric Ford, president of the New Jersey Energy Policy Coalition. New Jersey has lost 4,100 megawatts of power generation in the last 7 years. And any attempt to deal with the supply issues that are driving up costs must focus on generating more power. Now, Mikey Sherrill and this whole idea right now that she could freeze energy rates might make for a good headline, except for two things. Freezing them when they just went up 20% means that you're stuck with these high rates versus cutting them. That's number one. Number two, as His Royal Ruggedness said, I'm not sure how you'd actually do that. Because there isn't a way to actually do that. But again, you just throw a promise out there. You just go, well, I'm going to freeze rates. That's it. We just freeze them. As the Democrats keep doubling down on wind and everything else. But it's just, it's like, you know what I mean? It's the same thing with whenever you acknowledge, and you have to acknowledge that the left and climate change go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. There's nothing about them that's authentic because they have to keep going back to this issue of climate change, and it matters more to them than what you pay in electricity rates. That is everything to them. Why? Because their base of college-educated white liberals, that's their number one issue is climate change, that and abortion. So if working class people are paying more in their energy bills, white working class, rich, white, college-educated liberals don't care because in their mind, it's a sacrifice for the planet. That's what he believes. Well, it's a sacrifice for the planet. That's what you should do. No, they really do. That's their entire mantra of that. But at the same time, though, they're all using AI, which uses massive, massive amounts of power. You should ask a liberal, will you put down ChatGPT for the good of the environment? I'm just curious. Because these AI data centers are leading to huge electricity bills, and it's no one's fault. They're trying to pin the blame on Trump, but it's just they need massive amounts of power. And New York and New Jersey have both shut down nuclear power and push these green mandates, customers are seeing a big strain on their wallets. This is from Michael Kaplan, New York Post, how AI data centers are leading to big electricity bills in New Jersey and New York. Who's being hit the hardest? Summer always increases electricity bills as more people use electricity for air conditioning. But there's another issue popping up this year, AI. Households are now competing against power-hungry computer data centers from the likes of Amazon, Google, Meta, and Microsoft, putting strain on the grid to power new artificial intelligence projects. Add in the fact that New York and New Jersey have both shut down nuclear power and pursued expensive green mandates, and customers are seeing a big strain on their wallets. And if you look at it, too, and you go through the whole thing, and you understand that power gets sold on an open market with prices reflecting demand. All of a sudden, you have these data centers coming in, buying up a lot of the supply. Then you have to give more what? Supply. But that means making more energy, and these idiots have shut down the ability to do so. That's right. With their green mandates, they've shut down the ability to meet the demand. According to Bloomberg, the rapid adoption of AI means data centers, the huge warehouse-sized banks of computer servers and hardware where users' requests are processed, are becoming enormous energy users, far outpacing electric vehicles and other sectors in power demand growth. So you should ask a liberal to put down ChatGPT. Anytime you see a liberal using artificial intelligence in any way, shape, or form, you should scream at them. Do you know what you're doing to the environment? Do you know what the carbon footprint of that Amazon Alexa is? Huh? Last week, New York's Public Commission voted on National Grid's bid to raise gas and electric rates for New York customers. Those electricity rates will rise by $600 annually on average households. PSE&G, New Jersey, 20% increase people are feeling right now in New Jersey. They don't have the ability to meet the demand. They're not making enough energy right now. So thanks, Democrats. But no, that should be the new rallying cry. Put down the AI, liberals. Put it down. Do you know what you're doing? And put down Gavin Newsom's oil for his hair. Do you know what that's doing to the environment? All right, Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon is up next. Thank you for listening to the show today. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli, on Instagram and Facebook at, what is it? Oh, yeah, Rich Zeoli Show. Have a great rest of your night, and thank you for listening.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.